Good health to all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday, time for the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us, the 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin, and they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We independent druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. A few years ago, Alice gave up pictures so she could devote her time to her husband and children. However, 20th Century Fox is anxious to have her make another movie. And as we look in, two of the executives at the studio are discussing ways and means of getting Alice to return to the fold.
Spiros, we've been sending Miss Faye scripts. She likes them, but she just won't do a picture. Now, why?
It's not her fault, Daryl. That husband of hers, you know, that guy she uses as a stooge on a radio program. What's his name again?
Phil Harris.
That's the schnook. He doesn't want her to make another picture. He's probably jealous because he's never been in pictures.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got an idea.
Huh?
I hear he's a ham. Maybe he'd let Alice make a picture if we gave him a part in it.
Daryl, please, you know I've got a weak stomach. The public sat through triple features, bank night, kino, and free dishes. But this they won't take without a fight.
If it'll get Miss Faye back in pictures, it's worth it. Let's sign him up.
I'm against it.
Well, look, there's a small part for Harris in the script we sent Miss Faye yesterday.
How small?
As the picture opens, he says two words, "Goodbye, Myrtle," then he drops dead. That's all he says.
Does he have to say anything? Can't he just wave goodbye?
I'll try anything to get Alice back in pictures. I'm going up to my office to call Harris and tell him to come down for a test this afternoon.
I just got through reading the script the studio sent me, and it's a very good part for me. And they offered me a lot of money.
I don't care about the money. I don't want you to make another picture, and that's final. When you're married, you should devote your time to your family. Now, why do you think I never made a picture?
Because nobody ever asked you.
I was wondering how long it would take little Bo to peep. Willie, just keep on with your crocheting, will you? If you don't, you'll never finish that sachet bag by Christmas.
Willie, I'm glad Phil feels the way he does. It's nice to know he thinks more of the children and me than he does of money. I think he's wonderful.
Oh, you're just saying that because you're stuck with him.
That's beside the point. He really is wonderful because he's a man of principle. He's independent and he thinks of nothing but his family.
Yes. I'm as fine and pure and dependable as science can make me. Alice, will you do me a favor? Promise me you won't make another picture.
All right, all right. I promise you I won't make another picture unless you ask me to.
Well, don't worry. I'll never ask you to. I'll get it. The moon would have to turn green before I'd ask you to make another movie. And I got a good mind to call that studio and tell them to stop sending Alice scripts. Hello. Yeah, this is Phil Harris. Oh, 20th Century Fox, huh? I just about to call you guys. Look, Bob, I want you to stop sending scripts to Alice. I don't care who you want to put in a picture. I'm not... Who? Little old mass of ringlets, me? Oh, Daryl, this is so sudden. Well, I hadn't planned on making a picture, but I guess it is my patriotic duty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you need someone who can bring that Academy Award back to this country. Mr. Zanuck, did you swallow something? Huh? Well, you sound like you're choking. What? No. Oh, I don't mind if Alice is in the picture, too. That kid's got talent. Okay, I'll see you at the studio at 3 o'clock. Goodbye, and thanks very much, Mr. Zanuck. Oh, boy, at last they found me. At last, that old silver screen beckons. Wait till I tell Alice that they found... Oh, no. I just told her I never wanted to make another...
Phil, who called?
Called? Oh, it was some guy. He said I just won Lake Michigan in a Turkish towel. Pay no attention to it. It didn't mean...
Oh, Phil, stop it. Who called?
You know something, honey? You know, I've been thinking. You know, it's selfish of me to tell you that you can't make a picture when I know that you're just dying to make one, aren't you?
No.
Well, let me put it this way. Now, look, suppose that
Phil,
you...
Phil, answer my question. Who was that the cone fall was from?
You better get your teeth fixed before you go back to school. You ever walk in there with that revolving bridge, huh? Take it once more, but let me stand back. Well, go ahead, I'm out of range now.
Called you on the telephone.
Who called me on the telephone? Now, let's go back up to the top of the page. I ain't... Now, we start from the top. Oh, kid, you got to get some sleep, you hear? You've been hanging around with your brother. Get away from her, will you? Give the kid a chance. You've been hanging around with Willie, too.
Phil, who called you on the telephone?
Nobody called me on the telephone. What are you trying to... All right. If you must know, it was 20th century. Daryl Zanuck wants me to make a picture, and he'd like to have you in it, too, Alice.
Oh, so that's it. They offered you a part, providing you could get Alice to make the picture.
That ain't so. I insisted on Alice. They wanted me to play the romantic lead opposite Betty Grable or Linda Darnell. But I wouldn't think of making love to anybody but my own wife. It wouldn't be any fun.
Oh, Oywin. Phil, what picture did they want you for?
Well, they want me to play the lead in the story that they sent you.
The lead? Well, they told me Tyrone Powell was going to play the lead.
Well, they changed their minds. Tyrone's too old for the part.
Phil, did they tell you you were going to play the lead?
Oh, honey, do I have to be told the obvious? It's got to be the starring role. Look, Alice, they want me at the studio at 3 o'clock for a screen test. Now, I'm going upstairs and get dressed. You better get ready, too.
Well, Phil, I don't think they... Oh, I wish Phil wouldn't jump to conclusions like that. The studio told me Tyrone Powell was going to play the lead. They probably want Phil for a very small part.
Oh, dear, I can just see Philip on the screen.
Well, I'm not going to let them do a thing like that to Phil. I'll see who it is. I've got to stop him from going out to the studio and making a fool of himself.
Hi, Curly. Curly, you look different this morning.
Maybe it's because I'm Alice.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter with you, Frankie?
I can't see too well this morning. I was up all night working on a scientific problem. Made 52 experiments.
Were you successful?
Oh, yeah. I got a mark now, so you can't tell him from a good deck. Where's Curly?
Oh, he's upstairs. And Frankie, guess what?
What?
20th Century Fox offered Phil a part in one of their pictures.
Ooh, what a dirty trick to play on their stockholders.
You know, Phil thinks it's a big part, but I know it's just a small bit. And when he finds out, it's going to hurt him. Frankie, you've just got to keep him from going to the studio. Tell him he's not the type for pictures.
But maybe he is. I couldn't tell an untruth like that.
Please, Frankie. Just tell him that he's too old for pictures. He's not good-looking enough, and he has no talent or personality.
Oh, well, okay, as long as I don't have to lie. What?
Frankie, tell him how tough the work is. Point out how hard I had to work. Exaggerate a little.
Alice, did you see my shaving cream? Hello, Frankie.
Hi, Curly.
Hey, Remley. I got news for you. It's going to make you very proud of me. Just got a call from 20th Century Fox. They want me to come out and make a screen test.
What's the matter? Are flies getting into the studio?
Still cute, aren't you? Still the one. Just joke after joke. Just come right on. Oh, you're a bear, Clyde. I got news for you. They want me to star in a picture.
Oh. Well, let me be the first to offer my condolences.
What do you mean, condolences?
Pictures are a tough grind. You have to be at the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning. Stand under those hot lights all day doing the same scene over and over again. The pressure's terrific, and it makes a physical wreck of you.
Not only that, it'll make you old before your time.
Sure, look what it did to Alice.
Yeah, but that don't mean it'll happen to me. Besides, Alice don't look too old.
Curly, have you looked at her under a strong light?
Frankie!
You told me to exaggerate.
Oh, what's the matter with you two guys? Don't you people want me to make a picture? Are you jealous because I've been offered a starring role?
Oh, Phil, you might be building yourself up to an awful letdown. They seldom take a newcomer and put him in a starring role.
They do when they get a chance at somebody unusual.
Oh, but Phil, that only happens once in a lifetime.
And how often do you think something like me happens?
You know, Alice, we're lucky to be living in such a wonderful age. Just think, we've seen the invention of the airplane, the automobile, indoor plumbing, and Phil Harris.
Go ahead and laugh. But let me tell you something, friends. This little curly head of mine will be the cutest thing to hit picture since Shirley Temple.
Isn't this disgusting?
Hey, Alice. Hey, honey. Which profile do you like better, my left or my right side? I'll just tilt my head to one side there. Like, what do you think?
Hello, everybody. Mr. Harris, what are you holding your head like that for?
He's got a kink.
Well, he finally gave himself a pain in the neck.
Hey, show a little respect, grocery boy. You are now gazing upon the new idol of the silver screen. How would you like to see me in a movie? What's that?
You just heard a testimonial from your fan club.
Well, you're all against me, huh? Well, scoff if you will, but you'll all change your minds when I become a great dramatic actor.
Dramatic actor?
Yes, from now on, I'm not going to be a comedian.
From now on, he says.
I don't have to learn. That stuff comes natural to me. I've got drama in my blood.
Yeah? Bleed me a short sad scene. Well, don't stand there, Mac. Open a vein and get started.
Oh, Phil, you're not serious about doing dramatic.
You're darn right I am, and nobody's going to talk me out of it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going upstairs and finish dressing so we can get out to that studio.
Oh, Alice, if he tries to do dramatics, they'll laugh him off the screen.
I know. There must be some way we can... Say, wait, I've got it.
Hmm?
I know everybody at Fox. I'll call them and tell them to give Phil the works when we get there for the screen test.
You're going to the studio too, Miss Faye? You going to make another picture?
Well, I'm not sure, Julius.
Oh, I hope you do, Miss Faye. You were great in pictures. I still remember seeing you in Lillian Russell. I'd love to hear you sing that song you did in that picture. You know, the one that goes... Hi, Rosie, here are my posy. Rosie, my heart's desire.
When you give me all your kisses, then I know what love and bliss is.
Come out into the moonlight.
All right, all right. You better let me sing it, huh?
All right, go ahead and send me, soulmate.
Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart's bouquet. Come out here in the moonlight. There are some love words I wanna say. Your honey child is waiting. Ruby lips to greet. Now don't be so aggravating, my blushing Rosie, sweet Rosie mine.
Please tell us, Rosie, sweet Rosie.
Gee, oh gosh, but you're so pretty, you're so smart, and you're so witty.
Are we your heart's bouquet?
You have simply got me crazy picking petals off of daisies.
Come out in the moonlight, where we can sit and talk all about you.
Can't you see that I adore you, that my heart is yearning for you? Your honey child is waiting. Your ruby lips to kiss.
You've discovered just what bliss is from your ever-loving kisses.
Oh, don't be so aggravating,
my blushing rosy, sweet rosy mine.
You like that, Julius?
Oh, keep Daddy lit in the window, Mother. I'm flying home tonight. That was wonderful, Miss Faye.
Hey, Alice, you better get your coat on. I'll be ready to leave in a minute.
All right. And Frankie.
What?
I want you to come to the studio with us. You can help with my little scheme.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss this for anything.
Yeah, and in the meantime, I'd better call the studio and arrange things my way.
Hey, they got a nice studio here, Alice.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the best. Phil, are you sure you want to go through with this? Maybe you won't photograph well.
I won't Oh, Fanny, you fool, you. Hey, Frankie, enlighten this poor female. You've seen pictures of me. How's my face photographed?
Like a pound of raw hamburger. Kind of been sitting in the showcase for a few days.
All right, Remley. All right, that's enough. I heard you. You know, it's important that I get this job, so don't make any cracks when we get on the set.
All right.
Well, here we are. This is the stage where we're supposed to meet Zanuck. Everybody on your toes. Let's go in.
Well, it looks like they're all ready for the...
Alice, darling!
Daryl, darling, and Spiros, darling!
It's good to have you back at the studio, darling.
Hey, Remley, what's with that darling routine?
Everybody in pictures talks like that to each other. You'll have to do it, too.
Oh, Daryl and Spiros, I want you to meet my husband, Phil Harris.
Hello.
How do you do?
I'm charmed to meet you, darlings.
And I'm Frankie Remley, the darlingest little guitar player you ever saw.
How do you do?
Now, shall we talk about my part?
Alice, it's good to have you back on the lot. You know, you're one of the biggest stars we ever had.
Oh, thank you.
About my part.
Alice, you know, it was very nice of you to consent to make another picture for us.
About my part?
You look beautiful in Technicolor.
You'll be wearing a period costume with a low-cut neckline.
In that case, I'll have to shave the hair off my chest. Kind of a part of my plan.
Oh, you. I forgot you were here. Glad to have you with us, Harris. I hope you like our studio.
Oh, it's wonderful, Mr. Zanuck. It's one of the nicest studios I've ever been in. Ain't it, Frankie?
I seem better.
It's an adequate little outfit.
Frankie.
Little, this is one of the biggest studios in Hollywood. We make some of the finest motion pictures that appear on the screen. And we have some of the greatest stars.
Yeah? Who have you got?
Betty Grable, Tyrone Power, Linda Darnell, Dan Daly, Gene Craig.
Never mind the bit players. Name some stars. Have you got stars like Thomas Meehan, Clara Bow, Milton Sills, William S. Hart, Mae Murray, and J. Warren Kerrigan? Those are the stars I always see.
Mr. Remley, when was the last time you went to a movie theater?
I don't have to go to a movie theater. I got a television set.
Emily, will you keep quiet? Don't insult these people. I'm anxious to get this job.
All right.
Mr. Zanuck, we're all ready for my screen test.
Yes. We might as well get this over with. Joe, train your camera on Harris and see how he looks through the lens.
Okay, Mr. Zanuck.
Well?
Oh, Mr. Zanuck, you must be kidding. You don't want me to put film in the camera for this.
What does he mean?
Nothing. Joe, put a piece of gauze over the lens and then look at him.
Okay.
Hey, Alice. What's the gauze for? How'd he get hurt?
No, honey. Sometimes when your features are too harsh, it softens them for the camera. It makes you look better.
How does he look now?
Give me another piece of gauze. You better make that two pieces. Anybody got a burlap sack?
Wise guy. If it would make you happy, I could do this scene in the dark. You think that I'd just... Turn them lights on.
All right. Now, let's get started. Oh, wait. We'll need another man in this scene.
Oh, Frankie can play it.
Oh, very well. Here are your scripts. Now, in this scene, Alice, you're in Mr. Remley's apartment.
Uh-huh.
He holds you in his arms, kisses you, and tells you he loves you.
Do I have to stick to the script, or can I ad-lib a little?
Just stick to the script, Remley, that's all. Mr. Zanuck, this is my screen test. What do I do?
You play the part of Miss Faye's husband. It's a big scene for you. You enter, you see your wife in the arms of this man, and you go berserk, pouring out all the pent-up emotion of jealousy, hatred, and vengeance that's been in your tortured heart for years.
I'm a little peeved at him, huh?
Yeah. Now, Alice, you get in Remley's arms. All you say is, I love you, darling. There's a knock at the door. Remley says, come in. Harris enters and goes into his big speech. All right, quiet on the set, everybody. Quiet. Roll them.
I love you, darling.
Oh, it's wonderful to hold you in my arms like this, Myrtle.
I feel the same way, Clyde.
Hold me a little closer, Mert. And now, my sweet, I'm going to kiss you.
Remley, I'm knocking. Why don't you tell me to come in there?
What, spoil a good thing? You kidding? Oh, Myrtle, you're beautiful.
Well, if she's so beautiful, do you mind if I come in and take a fast look?
Now, fellas, let's
stick to
the script.
Well, I can't help it. I keep knocking the guy.
Remley, when he knocks, tell him to come in.
All right. What knocking you have to do?
I'll let you in.
Give me a stand-in to knock.
Harris, remember, as soon as the door opens, you go into your speech. You say, aha, at last I've caught you. Then you deliver your long tirade. I'll take it again, Alice. Roll 'em.
I love you, darling.
Come in. Ah.
Cut.
Ah.
Oh, Harris, that was great. I love the way you underplayed that scene.
I just as well played it underwater. about the long speech,
Oh,
Darryl?
That comes next. You see, there's been a terrific fight between you and Remley, and in the heat of the argument, he shot you 6 times through the heart. And as you lie on the floor dying, you beg them for water. They give it to you, then you make your big speech.
Oh, fine, fine. With 6 bullet holes in my heart, I'm in great shape to make a big speech.
Well, you speak softly. See, that makes it very dramatic. Now lie down. All right, now roll them.
Clyde, you've shot my husband.
Water.
But he had it coming to him. The years he's been a beast. He beat me and tortured me, and I'm glad you did it. Glad, glad, glad.
Water.
But now you're rid of him, darling. You're free, free, free.
Water, water, water.
We'd better get out of here. I'll pack my bags and we'll go to my mother's place in Milwaukee.
Beer.
Clyde, he isn't dead yet. I just heard him talk.
Water.
Water, Clyde. That's the least we can do for
him. All right, here.
Oh, Myrtle,
I don't think we should have given him that water.
Why not?
The way it's running out of those bullet holes, he looks like a sprinkling can.
Well, what do we do with him?
Let's hang him over the bathtub and I'll take a shower before we leave.
Well, let's go. I can't stand the sight of his ugly face.
Wait, he's trying to say something.
Yes?
Let's listen.
Goodbye, Myrtle, I...
Cut! That's all! What do you mean, that's all? All I said was goodbye, Myrtle.
Oh, that was wonderful, Alice, and you were great, Remley. That scene had everything in it.
Except me. It's a fine way to treat a star. Well, I don't have to take this, Mr. Zanuck, and I'm not going to make the picture for you, and I ain't going to let Alice make it either. Now, come on, Alice, let's get out of here.
Oh, wait a minute, Harris. You can't take Alice.
I can't.
Oh, Phil. I hope you're not disappointed that you didn't get this part.
Why should I be? It's their loss.
Yeah, you don't have to work for Fox.
Of course I don't have to work for Fox. The nerve of them giving me a small part like that. I won't let them bury my talent here.
You're right, Curly. Come on, we'll find someplace else to bury it.
And now here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Last week, when a customer of mine was telling me about her new Easter bonnet, I asked her, how would you like to have more than 200 hats?
Mister, I'd love it. But why do you ask that?
You got me to thinking of a Rexall scientist who has more than 200 different kinds of caps.
Is he crazy?
No, he's a pretty smart fellow. You see, he's interested in the caps for Rexall's bottled drug products. Now, to you, those little bottle caps may all look pretty much alike, but believe me, there's a big difference. Even the liner inside the caps is important. Some are especially made to prevent leakage. Others designed to keep aromas from escaping. Still others must be non-corrosive.
Well, I never thought of that before.
And that isn't all. The materials that do those jobs all right may still be unsuitable because they cause a chemical change in the product. So this Rexall scientist must test literally hundreds of materials and combinations of materials to make sure that each Rexall bottled drug product gets the cap and the liner that suits it best.
And that's why he has more than 200 of them.
Yes, ma'am, that's why. It's another example of the many different ways Rexall's men of science make sure that the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company are completely dependable. And when we independent Rexall druggists put the orange and blue sign on our window, we're making sure you know that ours are the only stores where you can get these products. We want the whole wide world to know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Folks, this is National Pharmacy Week. 7 days when we can remember the man that you and your doctor trust all the year through, your family druggist. Quietly but faithfully, these skilled professional men...
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.